Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Well, glory to God. Come on. Was that encouraging? Amen. We must seek His face. Seek His face. And we just thank God for this precious word. And we appreciate the Lord this morning for all that He's done for us. And the word that He's been writing in our heart. The word that He's given us. Amen. And we honor God. Amen. And in spirit and in truth. And we just welcome you, Holy Spirit, in this place. Have your way. Amen. Let that will be done. Amen. And God bless you, sister. Good to see you this morning. Welcome again. Amen. And hope you enjoy the service. Praise the Lord. Amen. And we just thank God for this wonderful word that has been shared with us this morning. What a hope we have in Jesus. What a hope we have in the Lord that God has been opening up His understanding to us. Amen. And shining the light of God to us. And God has been revealing the word of God to us. And so we honor the Lord. Amen. And we thank God for that blessing. We thank God for the word. Amen. That He's been shining in our hearts. Praise God. And we've been receiving some wonderful word. And it's a blessing to hear, as Sister said, the saints of the Lord, the saints of God, get up and share the message that has been received in their heart. And it is refreshing, and it's wonderful to know that, you know, we are growing in grace and in the knowledge of God. Amen. We are. Because we're seeking the Lord. The word says, seek the Lord while He may be found. Call upon Him while He is nigh. Amen. And the Lord is nigh us. Amen. He's nigh. The word is nigh you, even in your mouth. Amen. And the word of God is nigh us, and so we must get it now, get knowledge, get understanding, and forget it not. Right now is the time of getting the word and allowing the word, the Lord to write His law in your inward part. He says, lo, in the last days, I will write my law in their inward part. I will write my law in their heart and in their minds. Praise God. And I will be their God, and they will be my people. And as the scripture was quoted, and the word of God is written, to be written in our foreheads. Amen. That means God writes His law. That's the perfect law of liberty. That's the law of love, the law of grace, the law of faith. That God is writing in our heart, in that law, that word that He is writing is His nature. Is His image. Amen. And we are being changed, as the scripture again was quoted in 1 Peter, that we've given great and precious promises, exceeding great and precious promise. That means it's above and beyond all that we can ask or think. It's exceeding. It never ends. It's continuing. He's given us great and precious promises that by these we may be partakers of the divine nature of God. That means it's not an earthly nature, but it's divine. He's a divine God. That means it's heavenly. It's celestial. It's not of this world. It's divine. So it's the nature that we are now receiving through the word of God. Amen. And how did He do what He done? It's done through Christ Jesus, who's come to abolish death and give us life and light and immortality to light through the gospel. So as we hear the gospel word is the green pastures that he leads us to. Besides, he makes us to lie down in green pastures. That's new revelation of God. That's new understanding of God. Amen. That's more light shined in our heart. Amen. Of God. And we know that the word of God is the testimonies of Christ in the spirit of prophecy. And so God is unfolding his word in our hearts. Praise God that we can be able to be conformed in his image. For he did foreknown, Romans chapter 8, he did predestine us that we will be conformed into the image of his son. So God has already called us from the foundation of the world that we come to the kingdom for such a time as this, that we may see, that we may know, amen. And we are changed in his image. And the word, again, is written in our hearts and in our mind by the Holy Spirit. The love of God that is shed abroad in our heart, amen, it's written. It's the written word. Christ, John chapter 1, and the word was God, and the word was with God, amen. So the word of God that has become flesh has dwelt among us, amen. And the word says, and we beheld his glory, the only glory of the only begotten of the Father, for the of grace and truth. And so the word that has become flesh has now is made its abode in our hearts. And to many that believe upon his name gave he the power to become the sons of God. So we are sons, heirs and joint heirs together with him. We are engrafted in the beloved of God. And so the word of God is in our hearts. And so as the word is in our hearts, we must have one that guides us into all truth, who leads us into all truth. And so we have the great shepherd, who is the bishop of our soul. We have the word of God. We have Christ, who is our shepherd. And we are the sheep now, who follows the shepherd. The sheep that relies on the shepherd. We are the sheep that always, we keep our eye on the shepherd, because we know the shepherd's always leading us into good things. Amen. And so God, Christ is our shepherd. Amen. And I shall not want. So I shall not want for anything, because the shepherd is providing everything for my soul. Amen. It's not for the outer man. Yes, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So we take no thought for the morrow, what we shall have, or what we shall wear, what we shall eat. For God, it's God that cares for us. He takes care of us. But the necessities is provided also by the shepherd. So the outer man doesn't have to worry about anything. But it's the inner man. It's the one that God is building. Amen. It's the one that God is raising up, that God is dealing with. And so he leads us. Besides the still waters, and we find rest for our soul. So when we are led by besides the still waters, we're there to drink. Amen. We're there to receive that nourishment. We're there to quench our thirst. He that is hungry and thirsty for righteousness shall be filled. Amen. And so he leads us besides the still waters. But also when we look in the still waters, we see a reflection. So we not only drink, but we also, there is a reflection. Amen. And the Lord leads us beside the still waters. That means the waters are still. Praise God. And so when you see still waters, we tend to go and want to see ourselves. But when we see, when we look in the still waters, we see ourselves, but we see it's what God is doing in our hearts. We see Christ. We see when we look in the perfect law of liberty, Yes, we see ourselves, but we also see Christ Jesus. Amen. For we have to see ourselves first undone. Amen. And then we also have to see what Christ is doing in our heart, the image that's being developed in our hearts. Praise God. And again, when we look into the perfect law of liberty, the law is perfect, converting the soul. So you find rest for your soul. Amen. You find restoration for your soul when we begin to look in that law of liberty. We find nourishment. We find everything that God has prepared for us. Everything that the Lord has given to us as the provision for our soul. And we are changed into His image. And so the word tells us that He leads us beside the still waters, and He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness, in righteousness for His name's sake. For His name's sake. And as we heard, His name's sake is us being named, amen, after Christ. His name's sake is His name being written. He's given us a new name, praise God, for His name's sake. Praise God that the Lord gets the glory, that we do not see ourselves. There's no flesh that glory in His sight, praise God, because as Christ in you, the hope of glory. So we learn and we're understanding that there's a namesake that is that we are created after. After God, we created in righteousness and true holiness. After for His name's sake, praise God. So when people see you, they don't see you. They see Christ in you. They see the reflection of Christ. Amen. They see who you've been looking, who you've been focusing on. Praise the Lord. So for His name's sake, praise God, that you can be able to overcome, as our sister was saying, overcome these things. Praise the Lord. And the people that know their God shall do exploits. So you are known even as we are known. Praise the Lord. And so for His name's sake, that God gets the glory. And so the Word shows us and begins to reveal to us an understanding in our hearts but we have to be nourished. We have to look into the face of Christ. Praise God. We have to know who our Lord is. Praise God. Because He knows us. He says, "My sheep know my voice and they follow me." So we have to know. So if the sheep does not find the shepherd, he'll never know what the shepherd is able to do. Amen. But we have to seek His face. We have to look in the law of liberty. We have to see the reflection of the Son of Righteousness. Amen. And so we have to follow the Lord. And once we begin to see, praise God, He writes His law in our heart. And He gives us a new name. The same thing as a child that's born into this world. The first thing is when they see the face of the mother or the father, the father and the mother says, "This is my child, and his name shall be called," or "her name shall be called." So as the child looks into the face of the father or the mother, praise God, so as we look into the face of our Father, amen, and when we see Him, praise God, He begins to reveal to us who we really are in Him. He reveals to us who He is to us. Praise God. And He wipes away those tears. He wipes away those worries. And He gives us a new name. He wipes away that fallen nature or that fallen image. And He gives us a new image. Praise God. He gives us a new, my God, Jesus. He gives us a new face. And so, the scripture tells us in, there's a scripture in James. Let's go to James. James, I think it's chapter 1 in James. Chapter 1. Praise the Lord. Amen. Yes, it's James chapter 1. And it says, let's start at verse 19. And it says, wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. So that means slow down. Don't get rushed. Don't let the enemy speed you up. But be quiet, be still, and know that I am God. And it says, for the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. Amen. When we sped up, we fall into the wrath of men. That does not work righteousness. But God is working righteousness in our hearts. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity and naughtiness, and receive with meekness. There's the fruit of the Spirit. Receive with meekness the engrafted word. Amen. Received with meekness the engrafted word, or the implanted word of God in our hearts. So what are we doing that God is telling us and showing us? Slow down, be still, and know that I am God. Be slow to speak, slow to anger. Amen. Be patient in the things of God. Continue keeping your eyes focused on the Lord. Amen. And it says, which is able to save your souls. Hallelujah. Amen. He leads us beside the still water. He restoreth our soul. So he's showing us that our focus should not be on the things of the world, but it should be on the word of God. So that's where our nourishment lies. That's where immortality, eternal life is. It's in the word of God. That's where we are chained. That's where the potter is working on the clay. Hallelujah. Praise God. And in creating us and making us, as a scripture was read, vessels of mercy. Hallelujah. And it says, but be ye doers of the word. So not just hear the word. Faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But be ye doers. The sheep does not just go to the pastures. They have to lie down in green pastures. The sheep does not go by the still waters, but they have to drink of the still waters. Amen. Hallelujah. And it says, but be ye doers of the word. Doers of the word. And it says, and not hearers only, deceiving ourselves. For if any be hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholding himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetting what manner of man he was. So if we are just hearing the word and we're coming to church and we're walking out and not considering the word, not doing what the word is saying, not applying the word in our hearts, we're no better than the children of wrath, because we're not working righteousness. We're just looking in the mirror and going our merry way and forgetting what the Lord is doing in our hearts. We're as that sheep that continues to go astray and not pay attention to the shepherd. And it says, for he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetting what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty. Hallelujah. Where are you looking at? Who are you looking at? But whoso looketh into the perfect law of freedom, the perfect law of liberty, whosoever continue looking at the shepherd, looking at the word of God, the word, hallelujah. And it says, and continueth therein, to by patient continueth therein in well-doing. Seek for the face of God. Glory, honor, immortality, eternal life. So we are to look, amen, at the face. Therein he be not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work. This man shall be blessed in his deed. This man shall be blessed in his deeds or his doings. That means it's showing us now that when we look in that perfect law, hallelujah, there's a blessing, not just our in our deeds, but there's a blessing upon our life. Praise God. And as the scripture was, I just quoted, as and the people that know their God shall do exploits. My people know my voice. They know because they see the face of God. And so I know who I am. Amen. In the Lord. And you know who you are. Praise God. And there's a blessing in the work. There's a blessing in your walk. There's a blessing. Everything you put your foot on, hallelujah, you take dominion over it. Amen. And you walk in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And he gives you the power over all the power of the enemy to tread upon serpents and scorpions. There's a blessing. Amen. So the thy works, hallelujah. Let me continue. And doing, it says, forgetting here, but a doer of the work. This man shall be blessed in his deeds. But whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty. And let's go to Psalms chapter 19. Let's begin to understand the work. Amen. And it says, the law, verse 7, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimonies of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. You see the work that's going on in you and me, the image that is being developed in our heart when we are continue to look, amen, and continue to do. We hear and we do and we follow. As the sheep hears, they lie down, they drink, they follow after righteousness. They stay in the path. Praise God. And it says, the statute of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. Hallelujah. Come on. It comforts our soul. Hallelujah. It brings rejoicing in our heart. What does it do? It purifies us. It enlightens the eyes. It causes us to see. My God. The vision begins to be more clearer. The revelation begins to be more clearer in the things of God. What is the work going on in our heart? It says the fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. Hallelujah. That's the one, that's those that have, who are pure in heart. He that have a clean hand and a pure heart. Hallelujah, not lifted up their soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. These are those that follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth, who has the name of the Father written in their forehead. Hallelujah, he's calling us as the sheep to follow him and to do the works, hallelujah, that he's called us to do. Make us to lie down in green pastures, to drink of the water that purifies us, the water of the word, hallelujah, and to walk in the path of righteousness, hallelujah. And it says the fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. Come on. It's true and righteousness altogether. And it leads us to the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Hallelujah. For his name's sake. Praise God. It says more to be desired. You see the desire where your soul is not looking for the world anymore. More to be desired. You don't desire riches of the world anymore when you're following our shepherd. You don't desire the things of the world. My God. You don't want. It's not about a big house or a shiny car or a new suit. Come on, our riches in your bank account, because those things shall pass away. But my word, my God, I said my word shall never pass away. And so, my Jesus, and it says, the Lord is righteous altogether, more to be desired than gold, yea, than much fine gold. I don't care the finest of the gold that you find. This word is more to be desired. And the Lord, the angel of the Lord said, buy of me gold tried in the fire. Come on. There's better gold than this than you see in the world. There's better gold. There's better riches. Hallelujah. That's what he's leading us to. It's the inheritance of the glory of God. It's the promises of God. It's better than fine gold, than wrought gold. Hallelujah. It's, my God, it's the work that is being done in you. We have this treasure. Come on. In earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. It's the treasure that's rotting out inside of you. It's more than fine gold. So what is the shepherd doing? He's leading us, hallelujah, into the path of righteousness for his name's sake. It says sweeter, come on. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Hallelujah, sweeter than the honey on the honeycomb. My God, he is so sweet. Can you taste it today? Come on, do you taste the sweetness? Hallelujah, of the glory of God. And it says sweet, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is the servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Come on. By them is the servant warned. So there's a warning, hallelujah, in this word. So when people say, well, why does God allow this or why does God allow that? Have you read his word? It already warns us. The judgment's already there. But now it's us that have to keep this word. And when we keep it in keeping it, there is a reward. Hallelujah. It's called the crown of righteousness. Hallelujah. For his name's sake. Come on. It's the crown of, hallelujah, of righteousness. And the scripture that was read in Revelations. Hallelujah. Revelations chapter 21. Praise God. Chapter 21 that was read Sunday. What a beautiful message that our sisters delivered on Sunday. Bless my heart. And the scripture in Revelations chapter 22. Excuse me. Chapter 22. And let me start at verse 1 because this is good. It says, and he showed me a pure river. Come on. What did we just say the word does? It pure. Come on, Jesus. What did we just read? The Lord is pure, enlightening the soul. Come on. The fear of the Lord is clean, endure forever. And what is he leading us to? Come on. He showed me a pure river of the water of life. Hallelujah. He leads us by the still waters. Hallelujah. There's a pure river, my God, that runs from the throne of God. Hallelujah. And there is a river. Hallelujah. Whose streams thereof make glad the city of our God. Are you glad this morning, saints? Hallelujah. Is there a joy bubbling up in your heart because of what God is doing? The image that's being formed inside of you. Hallelujah. Paul said, I travaileth over you till Christ be formed in you. There's a work that the shepherd is doing in our souls. Hallelujah. He's writing his law, his image in our inward part. Amen. And it says, he showed me a pure river of water, a water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. Hallelujah. Come on. Out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. Who's our source? Come on. And all of the Godhead bodily is in him. Hallelujah. All of the riches of glory and honor and knowledge. Hallelujah. are in him and we are complete in him. It flows, hallelujah, from the shepherd. And it says, in the midst of the street of it and either side of the river was there the tree of life. Come on. Either side of the river. That means Christ is on this side and he's on that side. Hallelujah. That means we got him here and in the kingdom of God. I know there's more to that, but all I know is that my God is with me. Hallelujah. And if God be for me, who can be against me? There is a tree. There is a river. There's life forevermore. Hallelujah. That Christ is changing us into that same image. Hallelujah. And it says, he says, was there the tree of life which bore 12 manners of fruit? There's the nourishment, the fruits of the Spirit. Hallelujah. There's the nourishment that God feeds us. What is he doing to his sheep? He prepared a table before you in the presence of your enemies. And he bore all manner of fruit that you and I can eat. The fruit of the Spirit of God and be fed and be nourished. Hallelujah. Woo! And have no fear of evil because thou art with me. Hallelujah. And it says, which bear 12 manners of fruit and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. Come on. And he's coming back with healing in his wings. Hallelujah. And it says, there shall be no more curse because he's lifted the curse. Praise God. But it starts with you. It starts with you. That curse of the fallen Adamic nature, the fallen Adamic Adam, hallelujah, has to be lifted. And the only way he does the wiping away of the old man is he gives you the new man, which is after God, created in righteousness and true holiness. But you have to look into the perfect law of liberty. Allow the work to be done inside of you. Allow the word of God to be written in your inward parts. Hallelujah, my God. And he erases. Have you erased a pencil? Well, we don't use pencils much anymore. It's about computers now. But have you pushed delete? Delete, 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 delete? Come on. What is the Lord doing? He's deleting that old nature, that old man, and his dead works. Come on. Woo! Praise God. And he's writing a new law in our inward parts. And it says, praise God, and the Lamb, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servant shall serve him, and they shall see, come on, his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. Hallelujah. Praise God. They shall see, come on, his face and his name. That means you take on the name of Christ. As our sister was saying, Israel, come on, you are Israel of the Lord. You are righteous of the Lord, come on. In the name of God, that's why you walk in Jesus' name. You talk in Jesus' name because there's power and authority in the name of Jesus. Devil's got to flee. Come on. The enemy's got to let go. Hallelujah. Praise God. The chain's got to be broken in the name of Jesus. Because you're walking in the image of God. You're walking in the righteousness of the Lord. Hallelujah. And guess what? The enemy sees who's behind you. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. Come on. You got big brother Jesus and you got the Father behind you. So no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Hallelujah. My God. God is with us today. Hallelujah. And so the scripture reads, woo, as Jacob, the man of God, the scripture was shown to us on Wednesday what Jacob did. He wrestled with the Lord and he would not let go. And his name was Jacob. He was once a planter, deceiver. Come on. His name was just not good. But he wrestled with the angel of the Lord at the breaking of day. Hallelujah. He did not let go. It's not that he just heard the voice of the Lord. He began to do something in God. Come on. He began to do a headlock, a body slam. Woo! And he did not let go. And what happened? At the breaking of day, the angel of the Lord said, come on, you got to let me go. I got to go. Amen. He says, I'm not going to let go until you bless me. Come on. I'm not going to stop looking until you bless me. And there's a blessing when we can stay fixed on Jesus. There's a blessing when we don't let go. Hallelujah. And it's what began to happen. The angel of the Lord hit the hollow of his thigh. He put his thigh out. Come on. He didn't put it back because something happened to Jacob. And he says, your name shall be no longer Jacob, but your name shall be called Israel. Hallelujah. Because you have wrestled with God. Hallelujah. You have wrestled with God. And Jacob responded. And he said, I will call this mountain Peniel, for I have seen God face to face. I have seen God face to face. And my life, come on. There's a preservation of your life and my life that God holds in his hand, that no man shall pluck you out of his hand. Your life is preserved with the shepherd. Hallelujah. That means he keeps all ravenous beasts away. Hallelujah. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Come on. He got a rod to beat off the lions. And he got a staff. Come on, sheep. Keep going. Don't stop. Don't look back. I got this. Hallelujah. For he has preserved my soul. Hallelujah. Because he has seen God face to face. And so the scripture shows us that God, my Jesus, the angel of the Lord saw him. He did a work. He would not let go. And he looked at him. And he said, your name was not going to be what your mama called you. Come on. But I got a better name for you. So no matter what the devil say, no matter what people say about you, come on. God's got a better name. God's got a better name. Come on. And if God names you, no one can change it. And so the angel of the Lord saw him. Like I said, your mama, when she sees you, she sees your face. Your father, when he sees your face, then he gives you his name. Hallelujah. And the Lord says, look at the face of the Lord. My God. Come on. He said, we are to continue. Paul gave us the encouragement. He said, we run this race with patience, laying every weight aside that so easily besets us. We run this race with patience, doing what? Looking. Come on, unto Jesus. Looking. Unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Come on. So these men of God, they looked, they sought for a city that had foundation, who builder and maker is God. We got it all through the word of God, how men looked unto the Lord. They saw themselves weak, but then when I'm weak, I am strong. And And be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. So Jacob looked and he said, I will call this place Peniel, for I've seen God face to face. Come on. And he has preserved my soul, my life. Come on. That means not the outer man because it will perish, but the inner man is renewed day by day. Your life. Come on. Though we go through this light affliction on the outer, it worketh in us the preserving of the soul, a far sure, more exceedingly eternal weight of glory. So God is doing the work in this in your soul. And there's a scripture in Jude. Go to Jude. It's chapter 1, the last scripture of Jude. Praise God. 24. And it says, now. Come on, verse 24. Now, come on, now, right now. For now is there no condemnation to them that walk after the Spirit and not after the flesh. Come on, for he that walketh after the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made you free from the law, come on, of sin and death. So we're walking now as sheep in a new spirit, in a new fold. As Paul said, I live, but yet not I, but as Christ that liveth within me. And a life that I now live in this flesh, I live by the faith. Come on, of the Son of God, of the Shepherd who loved me and gave himself unto me. And so now we put our trust in him. Now unto him. Who, come on. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. Hallelujah. To the only wise God. Hallelujah. Come on. There's the wisdom. It's not in man. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and forever. Amen. And amen. So we now, as sheep, because the Father preserves us in him, in Christ Jesus, who is the ark that's bringing us to the kingdom as he created an ark for Noah. Come on. Jesus Christ is the preserving ark of our life. And the scripture tells us in, I think it's Corinthians, he said, now beholding his face, face to face, beholding, that means you stare, you look, you watch. Come on. Watch. You pay attention. You consider. Beholding his face as in a glass. Hallelujah. We are changed into the same image. The same image which we will appear before him. Hallelujah. In glory, without blame, before him in love. In the same image. Amen. We are changed in the same image from glory. Come on. To glory. Even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Praise God. So we are changed and we are appear before him in the same image. So we look like him. We talk like him. We act like him. It's Christ all over you. But the sheep, the only way the sheep can find can find that destination, hallelujah, is if it follows the shepherd. Come on. So the shepherd has the shine. Now, the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in your heart, which is in the face of Jesus Christ. And so we look to the face, which is the word of God of Jesus Christ. And we're changed into the same image because now we look into the perfect law of liberty that converts the soul from the world back to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, my Jesus. And who the Son has set free is free indeed. So now we can go all the way in. Jesus Christ in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. And we stand before him as pillars. And to them that overcome, I shall make him the pillar in the house of my God. I shall give them a new name, which is New Jerusalem. And the name of my God. The name of my God. Hallelujah. Which is the new name. Hallelujah. And so, Jesus. Oh man. Praise God. So we can come to the place where God completes us. Amen. When we will appear before him in love, we are completed as an overcomer. Amen. And we are complete in the image of God. We, my Jesus. So the destination for the sheep, as Christ was a lamb slain before the foundation of the world, is before the throne of God. Hallelujah. Where we worship him, as it was read in Revelation chapter 7. Who are these? These are those that has come through great tribulation and have had their robes washed. Come on. In the blood of the Lamb. They've made their robes white in the blood of the Lamb. And now they stand before the throne of God, singing salvation and glory and honor and blessings. Come on, be unto him. Hallelujah. Praise God. And he shall give us, come on. And we're before him with a new robe. And he shall wipe away all tears from our eyes. And he shall lead us into the fountains of living water. And they shall drink, come on, of the fountain of life. Hallelujah. And they shall no longer, my God, Jesus, God is doing a total work. Have hope in this. We shall no longer be as we see ourselves now, for we shall be changed in the same image. Come on. We shall be like the Lord, my Jesus. God is doing an awesome work. He's doing a holy work. Praise God. My God, I'm just... Woo! Praise God. Come on, get a load of praise, saints. Hallelujah. Come on, praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Come on. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Come on, the river has been opened. It has been opened. Hallelujah. God has opened up, Jesus. Rivers of life for you and I. Praise God. Hallelujah. Come on. I will never see Psalms 23 anymore the way I saw it before. Come on. I will never see it. I will never think the way I used to think what Psalms 23 is. Come on. God has opened up this word with this awesome message we've been receiving. Come on, from our pastor. What a mighty word. Praise God. So let's worship the Lord, saints. Let's give him glory through his holy name. Praise God.